Hello and welcome back to Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Lisa.
And you know what? Who doesn't like shopping? And who doesn't like shopping and saving money?
No one. I think everyone loves shopping. And especially, I think everyone likes tax-free shopping.
Right. So if you like that, then this lesson is for you. We're talking about getting a refund for your taxes when you're shopping in Europe, where you're getting those really fancy brands like Gucci and what other ones are there?
There's Chanel and, of course, Louis Vuitton.
Mm-hmm. So we know a lot of you like to go shopping, maybe go to Europe and do some summer shopping and make a trip out of it while you're there.
Yeah, so we have a dialogue here between Bob and Cindy, and they're just talking about how you get a tax refund.
Right, because you might think it's a complicated process, but it's actually pretty simple.
Yeah, so why don't we take a look and see what they have to say?
Sounds good.
Hey, Cindy. I'm going to Europe next week and was wondering about shopping tax-free.
Oh, it's so easy. Just look for the VAT-free logo and you can get a tax refund on eligible purchases.
So where do I get the forms for that?
Just show your passport to the cashier and they'll give you the paperwork and an invoice for the refund.
Then where do I take that?
Sometimes they'll reimburse you in the store, but often you have to take it to a third party like Global Blue. You can even mail in the forms.
Oh, and do they charge a service fee?
Yep, but it's still worth it. Then the customs officer will stamp your documents at the airport before you come back.
Sounds like some annoying hoops to jump through.
Yeah, but it'll save you money in the long run. All right, so we just heard that dialogue between Bob and Cindy, and Bob starts by saying, "Hey, Cindy, I'm going to Europe next week and was wondering about shopping tax-free." Now, what is he talking about with tax-free? Is he talking about duty-free?
Well, duty-free is a little different. Duty-free stores are usually in the airport, and it's just when you bring stuff back to your country, you have to pay like a tax on it. It's a tax for bringing things into a country, but this is just a regular tax.
Oh, okay, I see. So a tax, they're talking about just the tax on the goods, right?
Yeah, it's like when you buy anything, basically they give you your tax back.
Oh, okay, I see. But it looks like their tax has a specific name, right?
Right, so this is called VAT. It's spelled V-A-T. So in this case, it's VAT-free.
Yeah, and VAT just stands for value added tax. Sometimes you'll hear VAT or VAT, or sometimes people will just say the entire thing, value added tax. And sometimes you'll hear the whole thing.
That's right, value added tax.
Yeah, but here we're talking about buying things VAT-free. So when you're in Europe, just look for the VAT-free logo and you can get a tax refund.
Right. So a refund, you may have seen this before. It's when you get money back, right?
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes we get a refund when we return objects.
Mm-hmm, yeah, if you buy a new phone but the phone's not working, you can ask for a refund or you can demand a refund, right?
Yeah, and you might need to demand that refund. Okay, but here in Canada and in America, we pay taxes on our income. And at the end of the year, or actually, sorry, the next year, we get a tax refund.
Right, because if you paid too much taxes, the government says, here, we'll have a little back.
Yeah, which is always nice. But here we're talking about the tax refund. And you know what? Sometimes we only get it on eligible purchases.
That's right. This is a word we use a lot because some things that you buy, you can't get a tax refund on, like food.
Yeah. Normally it has to be over a certain price, right? And that price is the requirement that you have to meet to be eligible.
That's right. Like you can't vote. You're not eligible to vote until you're 18 years old in Canada, or 19, actually.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Or you know what? You could also apply for a university and, you know, they will check if you are eligible for acceptance.
That's right. And if you do apply for university, you need to fill out a form, right?
Yeah. So forms, you guys probably heard this. I mean, it's the sheet with some information and you just need to put your information in it.
Right. And Bob is asking, where can I get these forms?
Yeah. And it seems like he just needs to show his passport to the cashier and they will give him the paperwork.
Right. So paperwork is a lot like forms, actually. Those are the documents, those papers you need to fill out to complete when you apply for a job, apply for a visa, or, you know, insurance or something like that?
Yeah, for sure. Sometimes people will actually ask you too, do you have your paperwork?
Mm-hmm, yeah, and it's usually more than one piece of paper, right?
Yeah, just basically it's the documents with your information though.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and one of those documents is the invoice.
Yeah, and an invoice is basically a bill.
Yeah, but it's like different than a bill that you get at a restaurant, right?
Yeah, normally this is more, let's say, formal, and frequently they will send companies an invoice after they have purchased something.
Yeah, like if a company does work for another company, they have to, you know, please send me your invoice. How much money do we have to pay you?
Yeah, so it's very official, right? Mm-hmm. Not like a restaurant bill.
Exactly.
And if you want that tax refund, you need that invoice to prove that you've bought something in store.
Right, because it says what you bought on the paper, right?
Yeah, and it is an official document.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and let's see how we actually get our tax refund. So Bob asks here, where do I take it?
Right, yeah, and Cindy, she knows exactly what to do. She says, well, sometimes they might reimburse you in the store.
Yeah, reimburse. I actually really like this word.
Yeah.
Because it means that you get your money back.
Right, so it's kind of like a refund, right?
Yeah, it is, but it's not exactly the same. So you will normally hear reimburse when you're talking about a business trip, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so sometimes you have to pay for that plane ticket out of pocket, or maybe you need to pay for your dinner out of pocket.
Yeah.
Now, after you pay, you'll get an invoice and you take it back to your company and they will then reimburse you.
Right, yeah, that's why you gotta save your receipts, right?
Yes, for everything. Okay, but what if they don't reimburse you in the store? Where can you go?
Well, in that case, you should go to a third party. So this is a great expression, right?
Yeah, and we're not talking about going out and drinking party, though,
well,
right?
Well, maybe you will later, but...
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, second party, third party, and fourth party. No, it's only third party, right?
Yeah, so a third party is another group or that is basically not involved.
Right, they're separate. So we often say third party apps. So like iPhone, they make their Maps app and all of the apps for their phone. But a lot of other companies make their own apps like that. And those are called third party apps.
Yeah. And we also have third-party companies, and often these third parties are like consulting companies.
Yeah, yeah. A third party can even be one person, right?
Absolutely. So just like you need a witness when you're signing those forms, that witness could be the third party.
Yeah.
And speaking of third-party companies, we have Global Blue, and they are the leading tax refund company.
That's right. Yeah, they're global, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can find them almost anywhere in like shopping districts. There's usually like an office nearby you can go to get your, you know, your reimbursement.
Okay, yeah. And I guess you could call and see if there's an office nearby if you don't see one too.
But if there isn't, you can even mail in the forms to the customs office.
Okay, that's really handy, but often there's also a service fee, right?
Right, and that's what Bob is wondering about here. A service fee is not a tip, is it?
No, it's basically a charge for the service, and yeah, it is included in the bill.
Mm-hmm. So for example, if you sign up for a new internet service in your house, somebody will come and install it, and then there's a service fee, right?
Yeah, but even with the service fee, it's worth it, right?
Oh, yeah. If you're going to buy a lot of clothes, you're going to save a lot of money with that tax refund.
For sure. Okay, but what happens next after you kind of go to Global Blue and you fill out the forms? What do you do now?
Right. So this is like the final important step. The customs officer needs to see your documents, your paperwork, and stamp it.
Ah, okay. So customs officer, you've probably seen this person very frequently. This is the person at the airport that checks to make sure that you aren't bringing anything in that is illegal.
Right. So basically, when you go to a country, the person there asks you, why are you here? When you come back to your country, someone will say, well, what did you buy?
Yeah.
And that's the customs officer.
Yeah, and just be careful that it's not custom, it's customs officer.
Yeah, a custom is a tradition, but it's funny, we say this word always customs, always with an S, right?
Yeah, and that would refer to like the goods and services.
Yeah, yeah, the imports and exports.
So it does sound a little bit complicated. And you know what Bob says? Sounds like some annoying hoops to jump through.
Right. So this is a really great expression, to jump through hoops. It's when you have to do a lot of really annoying and unnecessary things to complete or achieve something, right?
Yeah, and just as you can imagine, jumping through hoops literally would not be that fun, right?
Right. So a common example is like applying for a visa. Finally getting the visa, you have to do a lot of annoying steps. And you could say, oh man, there's so many hoops to jump through to get a visa.
Yeah. So you might say, you know what? There's too many hoops. I'm just not going to do it.
Right. Exactly.
One phrase that always comes to mind when I hear this expression, though, is red tape.
Oh, yeah. It's almost the same meaning, but we use it more for like policy, government, really like high up formal things, right?
Yeah, or like lots and lots of paperwork, right?
Yeah, but jump through hoops is a little broader, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so getting a tax refund might be a lot of hoops to jump through, but Cindy says, yeah, but it'll save you money in the long run.
Right, so it might be annoying now, but it will save you money later.
Yeah, so in the long run just means later, in the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we sometimes say this expression, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Oh, yeah, for sure, right? Because in the long run, prevention is always a better method.
Yeah, it's hard to see the short term, but we need to focus on the long term, right?
Absolutely. Okay, but it might be still a little bit confusing for some people, so why don't we go ahead and have another listen to that dialogue?
Sounds good.
Hey, Cindy, I'm going to Europe next week and was wondering about shopping tax-free.
Oh, it's so easy. Just look for the VAT-free logo and you can get a tax refund on eligible purchases.
So where do I get the forms for that?
Just show your passport to the cashier and they'll give you the paperwork and an invoice for the refund.
Then where do I take that?
Sometimes they'll reimburse you in the store, but often you have to take it to a third party like Global Blue. You can even mail in the forms.
Oh, and do they charge a service fee?
Yep, but it's still worth it. Then the customs officer will stamp your documents at the airport before you come back.
Sounds like some annoying hoops to jump through.
Yeah, but it'll save you money in the long run.
All right, so we just heard that dialogue again. I'm wondering, Lisa, have you ever done this tax-free shopping in Europe?
I actually haven't. I always just paid the tax because I thought it was too many hoops to jump through.
Yeah, I've never had any experience with this either, but we're wondering about you guys. Have you ever done this tax-free shopping where you go and, you know, get a refund? And what was your experience in Europe? Did you have a lot of hoops to jump through or was it pretty easy?
Yeah, and were you able to get reimbursed on the spot or did you have to mail in your forms?
Yeah, so as always, guys, we look forward to reading all your comments. Until then, we'll talk to you later.
Yep, see you then.